breaking into afternoon. We'll take you to 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM, news, money, sports. You could already be texting in, 806-855-3712. You know what we do on Monday. We hand out those coveted Raiderland helmet stickers. Who deserves a little recognition today, sports or otherwise? I'm going to hand out an anti-Raiderland helmet sticker today as well. So use that text line, 806-855-3712. Mondays, you tell us what you believe to be true to start the week. We shall not run around willy and or nilly not believing in something. We'll have your question of the day coming up. A ton of basketball, obviously. The NCAA tournament brackets are set. We'll get your thoughts on that and your surprises maybe from yesterday and how you think the Big 12 is going to do. Tech baseball, we will look at that as well, taking 2 of 3 from number 23, Iowa. Get your opinions on the Red Raiders at this point. And there's always that Texas Tech men's basketball coach search. The committee announced Friday after we got off the air. It's a solid committee. We'll find out if you trust the process for the Red Raiders. And, Chris Beard, you remember him. He's no longer unemployed. Ole Miss made it official this morning, I believe, with a press release. I do not have any indication that there was any sort of rah-rah press conference. I can't imagine why. We were telling you weeks and weeks ago that that was a likely landing spot for Chris Beard, and so it has become fact today. All of that, we get you on the apps. If you're not listening on the apps, you should be. Download it at kkm.com, then turn on the notifications. You never know what you don't know. That's why we're here to tell you what you don't know, so you'll know it, and then you'll know it. Also, follow the station on Twitter, at Talk1039. Now, me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media. You can join us in the evening for the daily broadcast. Recaps the day with you around 6:30-ish. But follow us on Twitter if you're not, at Ryan Hyatt Media. And then check out our website, theraiderland.com. Everything we do, including our round ball rewinds, which are obviously done with those. Diamond Talk, recapping Texas Tech baseball games and series. All there for you at theraiderland.com. He is Rob Bro. He is king of hat of the day, one-third of the gambling gauchos. He pulses the people, and he's the host of the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2, Monday through Fridays here on Talk 103.9 FM. So follow him at Rob Bro Show on Twitter. Happy Monday to you. Nice hat, by the way.
Thank you. Well, Texas Tech didn't make the tournament.
So no, I noticed that yesterday.
I got to support the
The gambling gauchos auctioned themselves off, basically, to the highest bidder in the Big 12.
We are in the process. Tuesday at 8:06 p.m. we'll announce.
So is this hat a lean? Is this hat telling people? Because it is a glorious, probably 1990s, early 2000s Kansas State Wildcats.
I've got a top two. Iowa State is also in the top three, but they're my three.
Yeah?
Kansas State, West Virginia, 1A, 1B right now.
Okay. That Kansas State has made a noticeable push there on Gambling Gauchos Twitter, I've noticed.
They have. They've
really
been good.
Stepped up their game. By the way, not liberating, that may not be the right word, but when you settle down to watch the selection show yesterday and you absolutely know that your team is not in, it is a completely different feeling watching the show. Most years I'm sitting there, you know, charting it, writing down different things. Yesterday I'm drinking a cold beer and I'm just going, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I screwed Kansas.
They did.
Oh. Conference tournaments still don't matter. Hi there, Texas A&M. Why did you bother playing till Sunday? What was the point of that? It was a weird feeling watching the show yesterday. And by the way, it was a bad show. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. Here's the official question of the day, aside from helmet stickers and what you believe to be true. I love you guys who are already chiming in. Good on you. 806-855-3712. Which Big 12 team goes the deepest? Now that we see the bracket, before you see the bracket, it is folly, I think, to sit there and try to say, well, this team will do that. Now we see the matchups. We see the path that teams like Kansas and Texas will have to negotiate. Kansas State, the Iowa States, the Baylors of the Big 12. Now that you've seen it, which Big 12 team goes the deepest? And right now, who do you have winning it all in your bracket? Are you one bracket people or are you multiple bracket people? You can tell us about your brackets today. I will tell you this right now. If you are currently filling out a bracket, stop right now. You are picking too many upsets. If you're doing a bracket, and if you've done a bracket, wad it up, throw it in the trash. I promise you, you have picked too many upsets in this TV show. Now, let's remember what this is. This is a TV show that runs over the course of 3 weekends. The NCAA puts on a great TV show every March. Look at the matchups. They're TV shows. By the way, pro tip. Thank you, Wes Reynolds, for reminding us. Always look at the early Thursday games, in the early windows in the Thursday games, if you are looking for an upset. What do they try to do? They try to hook you Thursday morning with the madness of March. And look, I think it's Furman and Virginia, I believe, are in the early window. If you are looking for an upset, that could be one right there with the slow-plotting Virginia Cavaliers and Furman getting in for the first time since 82. But I promise you people, you will pick too many upsets. It's just fact. So be careful when you fill out that bracket. All right, that's what we got going on today. 806-855-3712. Which Big 12 team goes deepest? Who wins it all in your bracket? Just your thoughts in general. Did the Big 12 get respect as the top league in the country? I don't know that it did.
I don't think it did. I think the Big Ten got respect.
And I don't know why. Having watched far too many Big Ten games this year.
Quad 2.
It was, and I just blanked out. Who was the chair of the committee who spoke on CBS after and had to do the former Indiana player, and I just blanked out his name, and I apologize. Good guy, played on that 92-93 Indiana squad that went to the Final Four, which I think was Knight's last Final Four team. Anyways.
Was it Seth Davis that interviewed him?
Yeah, he fired off the first couple of questions.
That was about one of the best things he's ever done. I don't really like Seth Davis generally, but I thought he had a pretty good couple of questions there.
The first answer, the question is, how did you arrive at the number one seeds? What was your process?
Right.
The word salad answer comes back, well, the top seeds are the seeds that we determined to be the top four teams. So they're the top four teams that we determined
we had
as the
six,
top four teams
but
to
put
be.
Put it down to four, yeah.
The top four seeds, and those are the seeds. I'm like, you wanted to make a little noise like a Cocker Spaniel does when it tilts its head at you? Huh?
And then Davis was like, well, yeah, but you ranked them one through four.
Yeah.
And
what
you
was it
put
to say?
Houston and Kansas wrong.
Yeah.
it's like, oh, yeah, get them.
When we got to the Houston-Kansas question, you know what we learned? Kansas was penalized for not playing enough quadrant two games. That the Big 12 wasn't bad enough, like Houston's conference, to rack up quadrant two wins, that Kansas only had 15 quadrant one wins. So, obviously, quadrant two wins matter more.
Kansas was 17-7 in quad one games, but they had too many quad one losses. Houston was 7-2.
Yeah.
17 quad one wins.
They told you yesterday again, and this has been happening for a couple of years now, they're valuing losses over wins. They're penalizing more than they are rewarding for wins. Think about that. But again, what are we all involved in? We're all involved in a TV show for the next few weeks. Never forget it. This is a great TV show. Look at some of the matchups. Look at how they structure it. It's a TV show, so buyer beware. We're all in on it, right? We all know, but we'll get your thoughts on that. Which Big 12 team goes the deepest? Who do you have winning it all in your bracket? There are only a handful of teams, by the way, that have a possibility of winning it. We'll discuss one of those little screens with you as we go through today. And are you one of those people who fills out multiple brackets? I am not. Texters are on the text line, Rob. As you would imagine, 806-855-3712. Raiderland helmet sticker to Brandon Fraser for winning Best Actor Award at the Oscars.
Brendan?
Well, good job, Brandon. Brendan Fraser. What did he win it for?
The Whale.
Missed that one.
He played a fat guy.
Okay.
Won an Oscar for it.
Awesome job then.
Yeah, I
Brendan
do that,
Fraser.
Yeah, I do that quite a bit, and I haven't won an Oscar.
What was the, he was kind of popular in the 90s, I guess.
Yeah, Blast from the Past, 80s, George the 90s, Jungle,
yeah.
Encino Man.
There you go.
Big Brendan Fraser fan.
Encino Man with Pauly Shore,
yep.
Legendary comedian Pauly Shore.
And
was vaguely aware the Oscars were on last night.
Hold on, what's his name? Samwise Gamgee.
Yeah.
Oh, what is that guy's name? Rudy. Sean Astin.
Sean Astin.
Sean Astin also in Encino Man. And Barry Pepper? No, the guy who looks like Barry Pepper. I don't remember his name.
Well, Then there we go. Well, congratulations. Helmet sticker for that. And helmet sticker for you texting in who watched the Oscars, apparently, and the first thing you thought of was today. I can't wait to text Raiderland.
Helmet sticker talking about Brendan Frazier.
Texter off the text line where the cool texters are. What's your position on rooting for UT to win it all? I'm 100% against it, but my pop said if they're going to win it, might as well do it while in the Big 12. I don't know. I'm going for Gonzaga, but I think UT could win it all. Keep up the great work. Well, we'll have to start doing great work to keep it up. UT can't win it all, and here's why. Only one coach in the last 30 years of the NCAA tournament has won it without Sweet 16 coaching experience. Rodney Terry doesn't have that. They are very close on the other metrics. There are several screens we look at. Strength of schedule, they're okay there. Your net defense, your net offense needs to be in the top 20. They're right outside on some of those. But the thing you can't overcome, and you can play your way to certain numbers, assist to turnover ratio, positive, all that. But the one thing you can't overcome, and UT is in a list of about eight that meet this screen criteria, is the coaching aspect. UT cannot win at all. It would buck about a 1-for-30 trend. And I think you're going to be very disappointed in your Gonzaga pick, so be careful there. Texter, I believe our pitchers better focus on throwing strikes if we plan on doing anything special this year. Easy sweep if we don't walk 18 a game. I think it was 7, but good weekend, but it should have been perfect. Tex got to cut down the walks.
And errors.
The free bases. And yesterday, both teams couldn't get out of their own way. The majority of Tech runs were coming on walks and or errors from Iowa. But, yeah, I think the bigger question as we get ready to take our first time out, do we have a Sunday starter conversation that we need to have now for Tech baseball? Now, we had talked about the
now.
Opener. Well, no, but I mean seriously now.
Right. We've been having it.
Is it now a the glaring issue for this team going forward? I think it may be. I think you can clean up the walks and errors, but somebody's got to take over the Sunday slot.
I would like to see Kyle Robinson out of the pen on Sunday.
I think he responded that way last week against A&M. Let's try the opener approach. All right, we got to take the time out. Which Big 12 team goes the deepest? Who wins it all in your bracket? What do you believe to start the week? And then Raiderland helmet stickers, who gets them this week? I'll come back and give you one. 806-855-3712. Got to use the 806. It's 806-855-3712. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:21. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Taking you till 1 o'clock today. Then it's the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM. News, money, sports, ESPN 960 in San Angelo. We say hello to everyone listening down there. And, of course, everybody on the app. If you don't have the app, get it at kkm.com. Every Monday, what do you believe to be true this week? We hand out Raiderland helmet stickers. Anyone and everyone, sports or otherwise, who deserves a little respect and recognition. And then the question of the day, which Big 12 team goes the deepest in this tournament this year? Who do you have winning it all right now in your bracket? All of that and Tech baseball as well. And don't forget the Tech coach search that will continue on for probably several weeks, I would imagine. 806-855-3712. Now, we told you in the open, Chris Beard no longer unemployed. I was surprised they didn't try to sneak this through on the weekend. Ole Miss announces it today. When was the last time you saw a coach at a major conference, Rob, hired via press release? Not a happy press conference, not a great, you know, the cheerleaders and everybody standing around, the loving family.
Art Briles on the has gotten it a couple times.
Yeah.
Kendall Briles got it at TCU, the offensive coordinator.
Ole Miss sends out a release. Are you ready? It's a picture of a beardless Chris Beard from at least 3, maybe 4 years ago. At least. What would somebody say, Rob, who went out of the country, right? In late November. All right? They go out of the country in late November. They come back today, and they hear us say, Ole Miss head coach Chris Beard and former Tech coach Mark Adams. What world do you think they would think we are living in that the basketball season is still ongoing and neither Tech nor Texas coach where they were at the beginning of this basketball season, one with a forced resignation and the other terminated and then hired by Ole Miss via a post-it note. Craziness. We'll see how it goes. We knew he was going to coach again. It was just a matter of when, where. And I guess we can ask you guys, are you surprised that it ends up... I mean, if he was going to get a D1 head job, he was going to take it. I didn't think he'd get a D1 head job in early March, mid-March. I figured he'd still go the rehab route of the NBA, lay low. But, hey, it's all gas, no brakes there in Oxford, Mississippi. Texters on the text line, 806-855-3712. Ole Miss head coach Chris Beard, former Tech coach Mark Adams. You would have thought it was at least like 2026 maybe or 2027 that would be the year we would be living in when that would happen?
At least.
Texter, I believe that the tournament committee doesn't believe that the Big 12 was the strongest conference. I believe that I'd still rather be in the tournament and complaining about seeding as opposed to not being in the tournament. Amen on that. I don't know. They had consistently in the regular season rankings that they would release, respect the Big 12. I think when you look, when West Virginia came up, we knew immediately, okay, West Virginia's in. It's a seven-team league this year, and they respected West Virginia. I thought, you know, with that nine, that's pretty good for a seventh-place team in a league. But the Houston-Kansas thing just doesn't wash. It doesn't even out on any metric.
No.
Oh, well. Texter, UCLA wins it all. Kansas will go the furthest. No team goes past the third round. So no one in the Elite Eight, says Robert. There will be at least one team, probably two teams, I think, in the Elite Eight from the Big 12. I'll be surprised if there aren't two teams in the Elite Eight.
If Kansas doesn't lose in the second round,
mm-hmm.
which they might.
They've been known to do it.
I'd have them all the way to the Final Four.
Yeah, if they get through that, because it's pretty soft after you look down that past what could be the...
I mean, Arkansas and Illinois struggled, but they are high-ceiling teams that could both beat Kansas on any given Saturday, Sunday, whatever it is.
Yep. And obviously, Musselman, pretty dangerous NCAA tournament coach.
Absolutely.
With Kansas, with McCullough Jr., you have that question there. And then, obviously, we find out over the weekend that Bill Self had a couple of stints put in. And you made a great point last week. You're about to do the most stressful thing you can do in your coaching career, which is coaching the NCAA tournament after missing the Big 12 tournament with heart issues. Okay.
Yeah. I think as far as the rest of the Big 12 teams... Iowa State kind of has a little bit of a... I mean, they might meet in the Sweet 16 with Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get any... You can't get a Big 12 team past that...
Now they've offed the Big 12 in a couple of places.
TCU, Kansas as well would be in the Sweet 16. Oh, no, that'd be the Elite Eight. Does Kansas State have a good trajectory there?
They'll wax Montana State.
I mean, Kentucky and Marquette back-to-back, potentially?
Providence is moving the wrong direction. Kentucky, though, when they're good, can be so good.
Yeah, but they're inconsistent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. I know. They're hideously inconsistent.
And then Baylor, I don't know that they can beat Creighton in round two.
If Creighton shoots lights out, they advance. If they don't shoot great, they don't advance. That's the margin on Creighton right now.
Baylor plays the Gauchos in round one, UCSB. Mm. And then they play Baylor, Shireman, in round two. So Baylor versus Baylor.
Why not? 806-855-3712. Texter, helmet sticker to ESPN Plus for their NCAA baseball coverage. I'm old enough to remember only getting to see a couple of Tech baseball games a year living in the DFW. Amen. You can see every single one of them, for the most part, if you have the ability to do that. I don't have enough time. I'm going to hand out an anti-Raiderland helmet sticker when we come back. I'm going to hand out a pure Raiderland helmet sticker when we come back. You want to talk some Tech baseball? We'd love to hear from you. Two of three from Iowa. A productive weekend, a good weekend. And then NCAA tournament. What do you like? Which Big 12 team goes the deepest this go-around? Who do you got winning it all right now? You tell us, 806-855-3712. I've got other news if you want to sink your teeth into if you're just tuning in. Ole Miss made it official via a press release. Chris Beard is the new head coach of the Ole Miss Rebels. So fired in January, hired in March. Do they have the internet in Mississippi? Have we researched that?
Well, they tweeted it.
Yeah, so they must have the internet.
Somebody does. Maybe it's dial-up. I don't know.
By the way, Are You Ready was probably not the headline their social media department wanted to put out there because it allows people to answer the question, Are You Ready? 806-855-3712. Quick bottom of the hour break. Jam up the text line. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. We're taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios, turning morning into afternoon with you fine folks in San Angelo on ESPN 960 and Talk 103.9 FM, News Money Sports in Lubbock. Rob Bro's show comes your way 1 to 2. On Talk 103.9 FM. Question of the day, which Big 12 team goes the deepest? Who's winning it all in your bracket right now? And you have too many upsets, so please stop filling out so many upsets. Every Monday, what do you believe to be true? Tell us what that is this week. And then Raiderland helmet stickers going out to those that deserve a little recognition, sports or non-sports, 806-855-3712. We've got a lot of baseball to look at, and just whatever else may be on your mind. Let's have some fun on a Monday. 806-855-3712. Go back to that text line, Rob. Clean up a few of these. I got some helmet stickers to hand out. Texter, like Baylor going the deepest, great guards, good draw. Did not think the top of the Big 12 was as good as a year ago. I think it's better. Interesting. Texter, I got K-State going the deepest. Final Four in Houston, winning it all. Houston could win it all. Don't get me wrong. They fit nearly all the criteria of the past 30-some-odd winners, particularly coach experience. The Sasser injury, however, could be problematic. We saw what they looked like yesterday without him. They're against a Memphis team that had played them close in the previous meetings during the year. And then we come to find out, it wasn't until Saturday, I believe, that we found out, and this is really sad news, that Kelvin Sampson's sister had passed away, I believe, on Thursday. So him coaching, obviously, with a heavy heart. Houston ends up falling in the finals of the conference tournaments that don't matter anymore. K-State winning it all.
Interesting.
That completely violates the coach having Sweet 16 experience. Can't go there with you on that one. Doughboy is in Abilene, our resident trucker in Raiderland, Guns Up Trucking, headed to Midlothian. Just FYI, don't have to sweep every series, just win every series. That's right. Sweep would have been nice. Don't get too greedy. You win every series, you're just fine. There will probably be some other sweeps. Big 12 sweeps, probably more meaningful than a sweep against Iowa. 806-855-3712. All right. Got to hand out some helmet stickers here, Rob. The first helmet sticker of the day goes to our friends in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. The Tar Heels of the University of North Carolina get a helmet sticker for telling the NIT to go jump in a lake. We ain't going. We don't want to be a part of it. This season needs to be over. We have things to do.
North Carolina and Michigan.
Great job, North Carolina. I wholly and 100% applaud it. oh, that's arrogant. No, it's not. There are years, many years, when the season needs to be over, and the NIT is pointless. And this was a season for them. Good for them.
By the way, everyone that was complaining that Texas Tech declined to pursue postseason options,
right,
don't think they would have been in the NIT because Oklahoma State did not make the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
They're the automatic from the Big 12.
Yeah, they would take your spot anyways.
Wasn't your spot to have.
Well, yeah, no, it wasn't. But I'm just saying, right, it was easy for Tech to turn it down because I think they were not make themselves available. They didn't turn down anything. They just said, we're not available. It's like, you know, the girl who doesn't turn you down, she's just washing her hair that night. She didn't really turn you down. She's just had things to do. Texas Tech had things to do. The anti-Raiderland helmet sticker, once again, to the CBS selection show, not only drawn out, but numerous technical errors, fact errors, and just flat out bad. Can we, and I know, hey, we're making a lot of money. We got to get the Capital One spots in. We got to get the AT&T spots in, right? I know we're making a lot of money on this deal. But would it kill us just to announce the bracket and then we can start the analysis? But we finished up, I think, Rob, 35 after the hour. When was it the East region that was the last one that they announced? I think it was the East. Just announce the bracket. You can still have your whip around. Here's the reaction. Who was it I think they had Furman up before they were even announced. But the analysis was bad. Does Clark Kellogg really watch college basketball at all?
No. Let me say this. I had it on. I had the selection show on.
Yeah.
Have they always showed the overall seed?
No, this was an addition this year, which was, if you didn't know what it was really confusing.
If you do the math, you know what it is anyways, because they go back and forth.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, back the other way, they snake it.
Yeah.
Right?
We had somebody text me, are those like score projections? I said, no, yeah. That's where they fell on the national seed S-curve, for lack of a better terminology.
Yeah, Alabama's going to win 1-68.
1-68. It's not even going to be close. The defense is going to be spectacular, baby.
Yeah.
It was horrible again. Announced the bracket. But then you go to the ESPN bracketology coverage afterwards, 10 times better.
Yes.
10 times better.
Which is funny because ESPN is not even involved in the tournament.
No.
And ESPN generally does not do anything better than anyone.
Hey, and can we also, an anti-Raiderland helmet sticker, and I do love him, and I'm so glad he's healthy, but ESPN pulling Fran Fraschilla from the Big 12 championship game and putting on Dick Vitale, that was dirty. That's wrong.
Yeah, Fran was doing the halftime show.
You know, Fraschilla had done every game, had been your Big 12 guy all year long. He should have been calling that championship game.
And Vitale, why did he not go to the ACC one?
I don't know. And I had earlier, you know, said, hey, a lot of respect for Dick Vitale for saying, no, I'm not going to do the games on TBS, CBS. They offered, right. No, I'm an ESPN guy. That's the one thing I want on my resume. I like that. I appreciate that. But he should have also said, no, man, that's Fran Fraschilla's gig.
Yeah.
That's what he does. Fraschilla handled it well. For a guy that won't eat pizza with us. Sticking up for Fraschilla. See what this is making me do? Which team goes the deepest out of the Big 12? Who do you have winning at all? Any other thoughts? And we hand out Raiderland helmet stickers. 806-855-3712. Biggest question for Tech baseball, the condition of Dylan Carter's hand. Amen. That was the biggest loss yesterday. It wasn't the game. It was whatever happened there on the warning track in the ninth inning.
He was in good spirits after the game. But I don't think you're going to get a good prognosis.
No, I don't feel good about it.
Yeah. It was swelling up on the field.
I mean, immediately when, was it Hester that was calling out for the trainer?
Harrelson.
Okay, it was Harrelson, yeah.
Yeah, the right fielder.
Yeah, Harrelson. That's never a good sign.
No.
Never a good sign. Texan wants to know, have you ever seen helmet stickers on a baseball team batting helmet? Iowa had them. Yeah. Random here and there, but it's not unheard of.
I got some helmet stickers.
Give me one.
All three games were incredible elite uniform matchups. I love the Texas Tech baseball uniforms. I love Iowa's uniforms, too. They were clean.
Yeah.
Crisp.
The Saturday uniforms are really nice.
On both sides.
Yeah.
That was a really good matchup.
Yes, it was.
But they just have yellow, and they have black, and they wear gray pants.
It's almost like that's their school colors.
They don't mess with it. They don't have any white piping on there. They don't. It's just yellow. Now, those are high contrast colors. You don't need anything else.
Yeah.
But it looked really crisp, in my opinion.
I've always thought black and gold, black and yellow are two really good uniform combos.
Very good.
Like the Golden Sandstorm up in Amarillo has always had, in my opinion, some fine football playing
Colorado.
Uniforms. Colorado, same deal. Texter, Jeff in Houston, Alabama, I think, is incredibly overrated. That's interesting because out of the six analytical screens that give you about 29 of the last 30, 31 of the last 32 champions, Alabama is the only team that currently ticks off everything on the list. From strength of schedule, adjusted defense, offense, head coach experience, all those things. They're the only one right now going into the tournament. Alabama's really good. I know we have the Brandon Miller issue, and we have the Nate Oates issue, but Alabama's a really good basketball team.
Yeah.
A really good basketball team. Texter, the Big 12 is honestly the best competition in the tournament. I think Kansas wins it all again. And then the Texter says, and I think Texas gets upset early on. All right, well, who gets them? The poorly seeded A&M team? Who gets Texas if you think that they're going to get beat early on? I mean, what's early on? Early on is like first or second round, right? Early on is not Sweet 16.
I have Xavier beating Iowa State and then Texas and Xavier playing for in the Sweet 16.
In the Sweet 16.
I filled out my bracket with extreme prejudice because it's not for money. It's just for fun. So I think I have Xavier and Kansas State maybe in the national championship just to you know, be different. If I was filling it out for money, I would not have filled it out that way. But just for fun, why not? Throw darts at the board.
Yeah. Jeff wants to know, did Clark Kellogg talk spurtability? Yeah. Texter, give me your three or four best Big 12 or best 12 to 14 seeds with a shot. First round. 14, 15, 16. 1-16's one, obviously. Maryland, Baltimore County against Virginia. You had the 2-14 upset last year with St. Peter's. There aren't really a lot of good options, in my opinion. I think all four top seeds are fine. I'd be shocked if anything happens there. Your two seeds that could be vulnerable. I don't see Texas vulnerable. I don't see UCLA vulnerable against Asheville. The Catamounts of Vermont, just happy to be there. And then Arizona. No. Princeton. Did you watch any Princeton Yale yesterday?
I did not.
That was a joy to watch, let me tell you.
I went to the Texas Tech baseball game.
You did.
And I usually sit on the first baseline. Sat on the third baseline because I thought, you know, it's a little chilly.
It was.
So let's sit on the third base. I cooked. Baked. Sunburn, and I had long sleeves, so I have like a mid forearm tan line. My farmer's tan starts mid forearm. I didn't wear my watch, and so I had very white sensitive skin on my wrist. It's bright pink right now. My watch tan line is bright pink. If you look at that, so my arms are warm in here today.
Only three that I could see that I would consider picking in a possible upset would be Gonzaga as the three seed against Grand Canyon. It's the only one.
The 14-3 is a little Gauchos Baylor. I know that's kind of a bit for me to say the Gauchos, but
I know.
That is dangerous. Who has the, let's see, Duke? Yeah, Duke Oral Roberts is interesting. Oral Roberts has a 7'6 guy.
7'5. I can't think of his name, but he's big, tall, 7'5 guy.
Yeah. That would be an interesting hit. And then, let's see, Drake, Miami.
Love the Drake.
Yeah, Drake, Miami would be the one.
But then that means I'm opposite Jim Larranaga, who has turned into a really good tournament coach of late. Well, not of late. I mean, he's been a good coach for a while. I would take Drake in the points.
If a Big 12 team leaves the tournament on day one, who would you pick to lose in day one?
West Virginia. West Virginia, Maryland's going to be an absolute just rock fight.
I'd like to see who wins between Arizona State and Nevada, but I would hate to be the 6-11 versus somebody who already just won a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Momentum is a good thing. We got to take a timeout. We will not lose our momentum. We'll come back. More of your helmet stickers today. You tell us what you believe to be true to start the week. We're asking you which Big 12 team goes the deepest. We're talking Red Raider baseball. Chris Beard has been hired by Ole Miss. We told you that was going to happen. 806-855-3712. We'll come back, finish up hour number one of Two Strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Action update. The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSIN subscription at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe.
NCAA tournament tips off with the first four in Dayton Tuesday. Mississippi State laying a point and a half against the Pitt Panthers, 132 the total. The winner will get Iowa State in the next round. Also Tuesday, Texas A&M Corpus Christi laying four against Southeast Missouri State, 151.5 the total. The winner will travel to Birmingham, Alabama, to meet the top seed Alabama Crimson Tide. NBA coming up tonight, Boston Celtics, 12.5-point road favorites at Houston. Memphis laying a point and a half at Dallas. Atlanta laying 5.5 at home at Minnesota. In the NHL, the Avalanche, a $2.70 road favorite at Montreal. Mike Sennett from VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Final segment, hour number one of two. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking you to 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Hand out your Raiderland helmet stickers today. Who deserves a little recognition, sports or otherwise? What do you believe to start the week, and which Big 12 team goes the deepest in your bracket right now, and who wins it all? A lot of stuff. We even got Tech Baseball to look at. 806-855-3712. Texter, what the heck happened to Dylan Carter? He couldn't hit the ocean last year, and this year he's maybe our best hitter. What happened? I think a lot of it, Rob, is just psychological. I mean, he's the same guy. He's the same talent. I don't know that there's anything. I don't think he's fundamentally changed anything about a swing, anything about that. I just think sometimes things click for you, that you figure out some things between the ears, and hopefully he's not going to be on the shelf for a while. Texter, okay, who's your three lowest seeds you have winning round one? No 12-5 upset. There's always a 1-12 seed. I don't know. So if I can't take a 12-5, by the way, 12-5 upset, the best one is VCU over St. Mary's. St. Mary's is seeded too high. That conference is not very good. They're getting too much credit this year. That is it's a good VCU team. That's going to be a low total, I think 123. So the worst-seeded team to win day one. I don't know.
Eight?
Yeah.
Since you said no upsets.
Well, I didn't say no upsets. I said you pick too many upsets. The 10-7 line is always intriguing. I mean, NC State could beat Creighton because Creighton, if they don't, again, their major problem, and they've got a lot of talent, obviously, but if you don't shoot well, if they don't shoot well, there is no plan B.
Yeah, Creighton and Baylor both are some of the most high-ceiling, low-floor teams in the tournament. They're going to get to play each other.
Yeah.
Really good offense. Not very good defense. Mm. And opportunities abound for either of those teams to get upset in round one or blow each other out in round two.
Yeah, and then you mentioned, you know, TCU could be vulnerable. Is Lampkins playing? What are we doing here?
No, Lampkins.
You know, he's out of the mix. They seem to be happy that he was out of the mix there in the Big 12 tournament. But TCU could be vulnerable to that Arizona State Nevada winner coming off a win.
That's a weird situation.
The Lampkin deal?
Yeah. And it only got weirder over the weekend.
Don't make the mom mad. Texter, how about the fellow on the selection show calling TCU the Texas Froghorns?
That was good.
Froghorn, Leghorn. Plainsman in Dallas, the anti-Raider land helmet sticker to Clark Kellogg for announcing the TCU selection as the Texas Froghorns. I have this on tape for verification. Bonus for the worst suit, tie, shirt combo of the day. Just wasn't good. Texter, watching the game on the plus, Carter's late dive into the dirt warning track seemed late and wasted. He was behind the play. Hope and pray nothing broken in a speedy recovery. We echo that statement. Robert Jennings in the portal, but he does mention an option is to return to Texas. Jeff in Houston. The portal officially opened this morning. Do we have double confirmation on that? That Jennings is... I mean, you're going to see a lot of guys, I think, put their name in the portal just because... Just be prepared for it. And quite frankly, I don't blame them. There was the report that Elijah Fisher had put his name in the portal yesterday. It was debunked. But as pointed out by our friend Alan Corbin, both the statements could be true. That he was planning on doing it was the statement as it was reported. He couldn't do it yesterday. He may do it today. Bottom line, don't freak out if you see a ton of names in the portal.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the players. Who's the coach next year for Tech? You don't know. You need to give yourself some options right now and at least allow yourself to be on the market. If you decide, hey, there's a guy coming in, doesn't match my style of play. There's a guy coming in, I just don't want to play for him. Players don't want to play for every coach, but you sign with the school, and that's a total crock of BS. You sign with the coach.
In college basketball, for certain.
Yep.
Or for the check.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's neither.
Yeah. Texter, how much money did it cost Tech not making the dance? I don't know. You get paid out on the units. I can't remember what the units paid were. Maybe $100,000 or something.
But everybody gets money for the tournament, right? That goes into a pool. You have to make the tournament to get the money?
I think you got to make the tournament to get the money.
Oh.
I think that's right. So, cost you some money.
A negligible difference, and you saved $3.5 million to get rid of Mark.
Yeah, hey. Top of the hour timeout. It's quick. You jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. It's Ryan and I. It's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Barbecue, huh? How do you like your ribs?
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro. Congrats to us. We've done it again. We have turned morning into afternoon with the help of you wonderful fine people right here in the Arctic Air Studios. Got you till 1 o'clock on ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM, News, Money, Sports. Rob Bro's show from 1 to 2 today. Question of the day, which Big 12 team goes the deepest? We find out every Monday what you believe to be true to start the week, and we hand out those coveted Raiderland helmet stickers to people who deserve a little recognition, sports or otherwise. We've talked a lot about Texas Tech baseball. Chris Beard signing on with Ole Miss officially today. They announced it via press release, no press conference. I can't imagine why they would not have a press conference. And then helmet sticker today, Lady Raiders in the WNIT. Raiderland helmet sticker to the program, first time since 12-13 in the postseason. And while I have great disdain for the NIT on the men's side, and in general, the NIT, but at a certain point, you got to start somewhere. You just got to get back in postseason. And that's what this program needed to do. We'll visit with Krista Gerlich later on in the week, head coach, Lady Raiders. He is Rob Bro at Rob Bro Show on Twitter, one third of the Gambling Gauchos. Pulse is the People, King of Hat of the Day. I'm just Ryan Hyatt at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. You can find all of our stuff at theraiderland.com. And then we come back in the evening with the daily broadcast around 6:30-ish to sum up the day with you. All right, we got stuff happening today, so let's get it rolling back on the text line, Rob. 806-855-3712. Texter wants to know, were you surprised Will Wade took the McNeese job? Thought he might get something a little higher profile. No, when you're out of a job and you get offered a job, you take a job typically. And he took the job. It's in an area that he knows how to recruit, that he still has, I think, a lot of good connections in that part of the world. So I don't think it's a surprise.
And in 2 weeks, if some big name calls, he can still take it.
Who would do that? Who would leave a smaller program after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, to go to a bigger program? Have you ever heard of anything like crazy like that in your life?
Uh-uh. Who's unrelated? Who is Will Wade's mama? Who would call him
home? Who would call him home? I don't know. Texter, when do we know of Lady Raiders host and play? Probably this afternoon, I would assume. They have a media availability at 4. I wouldn't think they would go out there without knowing who, when, where, and why. I'm surprised we didn't know last night, even though it does take a while, obviously, after the selection show for the women's NCAA tournament to get that populated.
Didn't the women's selection show used to be on Monday?
Yeah, it had been for a while. It had been on Sunday. It had been Sunday, midday. It had been, different times. I hated having to wait till Monday. It just stunk. Texter wants to know, in retrospect, do we need to explain that for those folks in Muleshoe? In retrospect, that means looking back, would we have been better today as a program if Adams would have gotten on the plane? Fascinating question, legit question to ask.
Depends who you hired.
Yeah, 100%. Does that mean you hired Darvin Ham? And then Ham comes in with no college experience, has to build a staff. I think the world of Darvin, that's still a big gamble at the highest levels of college basketball to make a move like that. So who would have been, who's out there? Eric Musselman got a raise at Arkansas out of the Tech job. Would you maybe have had the firebrand? Would he have brought his student assistant who went after the student reporter from the paper in his phone the other night? Bad look there, Razorbacks. But it's a fair question. And, Rob, you're right. It totally depends on who you would have gotten at the time.
Yeah. That's an impossible question.
Well, say it again. This Texas Tech program is not a dumpster fire right now.
Nope.
The underpinnings are strong. You will hire a good coach. Now, hiring a coach is always a crapshoot. And that's why I posed the question earlier. I'm going to throw it out there again. One, do you like this committee with Noren Sodiasi being on it? Maybe it should just be Noren Sodiasi. He just sits there and listens to the guy for 5 minutes and either nods or shakes his head. He doesn't speak a word.
Did we get your thoughts on Joey being on the committee?
No, because all this happened after the show.
Well,
we talked about it on the daily broadcast.
Can I have your thoughts on Joey being on the committee?
I love it. Here's why. Coaches know coaches. Coaches are pretty good, I think, at smelling out BS. You don't have to know the sport. And I'm sure he's not brain dead when it comes to basketball. But he knows people. What does he do best? Relationships. He knows people. Recruiting is knowing people. I think it's a brilliant idea to have him on there. I love it.
I do too. I do have some reservations on it. But overall, I think it's solid. My reservations would be, this isn't the booster club.
Yeah.
It's like you're not the high school AD anymore.
Yeah.
And then there's also just some thought like it's spring football time. Shouldn't you be focused on spring football? Now, I know you can do more things than once.
Yeah, you can wear two hats. I mean, he's not the committee out there doing the groundwork.
Right.
They're going to come to him.
Overall, I love it. But I just – it was a it's unconventional, which I like. I like that it's unconventional.
Yeah.
But there are just a few things it's like, well, like, is it too unconventional? Overall, I think what you're saying is true, though. And if all he does is sit in the interview and give his thoughts back to the committee, or maybe say, hey, I know this guy. I talked to some coaches. I have relationships with these guys. And they, you know, I talked to the basketball coach at these high schools, and they really like how he recruits. Like, he still knows things.
I just like the lens he's going to see it through. I think you got multiple lenses. You got the search firm. I ask today, do you trust the process in the hiring? Do you trust the process of what Texas Tech is going to do to hire? It's giving you some good hires. You've had some not so good hires. Do you trust the process as a Tech fan?
We talked about the coaching changes Twitter handle Friday when they talked about Barrett Peary.
Right.
Did you catch the one yesterday from coaching changes?
No.
They put out yesterday, from a guy who's never been a clown before, so we're just going to report it because it's worth it. Texas Tech has made an offer that Coach K cannot refuse.
Oh, really?
That's what coaching changes.
So we're offering,
yeah,
and we just finalized the search committee. You got a search firm, and we're offering out here in Lubbock, Texas.
What can Texas Tech offer that would be undeniable for Coach K? Like, he's been making.
Yeah.
$9 million?
Yeah.
$8 million? I mean, he arguably was the highest paid coach in the world, right?
Yep.
Now, I get that we always say that Texas Tech isn't a poor anymore, but that's a step above what I think worth.
It's just laughable.
Coach K's also 76.
Exactly. How about this? I don't want Tech to hire Coach K.
No. But what would that offer be? Undeniable. And surely somebody else had made an offer to Coach K.
Yeah. I don't want them to hire him any more than I want them to hire Rick Pitino. Good luck at St. John's. Texter on the text line, 806-855-3712. I think the selection committee punished Oklahoma State for their latest NCAA violations. The committee is full of soulless bureaucrats. Well, that is true, but I don't think they were getting punished for any violations, past or otherwise. They just weren't quite there. And again, if I were a basketball coach, if I were a major college basketball coach, I would be leading the charge in my conference to get rid of the postseason tournament. It is being proven over and over again that part of it doesn't matter. And then when they decide to look at it, it seems to be only a negative, that they will only take a negative out of it in an incredibly short sample size. That, okay, Oklahoma State, you won a game, but we don't care. That's not good enough. We said on Friday that beating Oklahoma wasn't going to move the needle probably with the committee if you were still on the outside looking in. But again, Kansas, Texas beats them. Are you telling me that we went into Saturday, and the committee was going, well, you know, if Kansas could win without Bill Self and beat Texas again in the finals, we'll have them ahead of Houston. But if they lose, hey, no matter what happens to Houston, if you want to play the conference tournament for money, do it. Have your regular season count as the automatic bid. I don't know. I guess what it gets down to really, Rob, is the NCAA will justify any way they want how they want to set up the bracket.
Right.
And they'll come up with any justification for you to go up, for you to go down, whatever's convenient in the moment. But the set criteriums, laughable.
And they really didn't want Kansas to go to Kansas City, which I think is crazy. Like, don't you want packed arenas?
Yeah.
They either don't want back-to-back champions, or they don't want back-to-back-to-back Big 12
champions. Big 12.
Or back-to-back-to-back.
To back.
To back.
Big 12 appearances in the championship game.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get to. Thank you.
Yeah, you got to go to 2018, the last time somebody other than a Big 12 team was involved in the title game. Plainsman in Dallas texting in. It's double confirmation. That means it's nailed down. Lampkin entering the portal. Should Tech be interested? Not for my money.
No.
I don't want anybody else's problems.
He's a fine player, but he's a head case. Always has been.
Don't need him. Don't want it. Not interested.
And he's inconsistent at that. I would rather have Fardos back, and I don't really want him back either.
Right. Texter, I believe Top Gun Maverick was hosed, although I did not watch the Oscars.
I couldn't even tell you what they were up for.
I don't know what they didn't get or didn't get. It's a good movie. Book it, 2-12 seeds. Charleston and Oral Roberts will win. One will win two games. Heck, all four may win round one. That's how to bust a bracket. More surprised if two or zero teams. Let's try this again. More surprised if two or zero Big 12 teams make the Final Four. Two. Because it's really not set up to get you there, you know? In fact, you're set up to knock off at a minimum in the Elite Eight a couple. Yeah, it's just you're really not set up for that. So I'd say it'd be very difficult to get you two in there. I don't think the texter got our sarcasm, Rob. Sometimes sarcasm gets lost in the shuffle.
I guess. We've laid it on pretty thick.
Vegas, Chris Beard walked from that head job to come to Tech, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the joke.
That was the joke. That was the funny we were having right there. 806-855-3712. I apologize. Sometimes it happens in my own house. Which Big 12 team goes the deepest? That's the question of the day as we cruise up on the first time out of hour number two. What do you believe to be true to start the week? We hand out Raiderland helmet stickers today. Get yours, and then Tech Baseball on Your Mind. We can certainly visit about that. Anything and everything that's on your mind here on a Monday. Let's have some great discussion. So jam up the text line during the timeout, 806-855-3712. Quick break. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Just take those old records. It's 12:21. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock. You listen on Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Question of the day: which Big 12 team goes the deepest? Who's winning it all in your bracket right now? And what do you believe to be true to start the week? Let's hand out some more helmet stickers if you want to, Raiderland style, sports, non-sports, and, of course, Texas Tech baseball out there. Hey, Rob, how are you doing on your clocks right now? Do you get all the clocks changed around the place? My truck clock, I still haven't done it.
Yeah, I have a bit of a frustration there.
Do you now?
I don't change my truck clock.
Okay.
I know what time it is.
Yeah.
And it's like Arizona. It's always on daylight savings time. Last week, I took my sister's car to Houston. Okay, it's a smaller, better gas mileage. I come back, my truck clock is changed. They changed. Yeah, somebody changed while I was gone.
Who was driving it?
Well, I left it with the family. In
okay,
case they
so
needed.
Yeah, okay, I got you. Maybe the nephew or somebody.
Yeah, so. So, yeah, it was the nephew. He changed it. And a week before. So I was like, did I miss daylight savings? Was it a week early?
Yeah. Well, as long as the game went.
Like, what is going on? Then I come to find out they had changed it. I just had to change it back today.
Yeah.
Because now, because I don't want to be an hour behind when I think it's an like, frustrating.
Yeah. Got most of mine done. I think.
Well, most of them are automatic now.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
So,
but, you know, like the microwave and the stove and that stuff, you got to manually go through and do that.
Yeah, I don't have a microwave.
Yeah. You're a man of the people.
Yeah, so maybe I need to go change the stove clock, but I don't even know that I've looked at it.
Yeah. Dear Texas legislature, please keep us on this time. No more changing. Let's stay daylight saving time forever. Texters are on the text line, 806-855-3712. I won. Why not put Brett Yormark on our coaching committee? A couple of reasons. One, he doesn't work for Tech. Two, he's busy raiding the Pac-12 that'll be falling apart here over the next couple of weeks. So he's doing what he needs to be doing. And you know what? I don't think he'd be good at as a coach selector. I really don't. I think he's good at making deals and running. Now, when it comes time, like if you wanted to bring him in when it came contract time, Like you got your guy.
Yeah.
And now, okay, we're talking contract. Contract. Yeah, contract. I'd make him a contract guy. Texter, I won't watch the Oscars until they rectify the horrible decision to never award Encino Man its proper due as Best Picture. Multiple references of Encino Man today on the program. Didn't see that one coming today. That one kind of takes me by surprise just a little bit. 806-855-3712, handing out those Raiderland helmet stickers. Texas Tech baseball. By the way, back in the rankings. So do Tech fans, do we like Kendall Rogers again now? Is it okay to like him that they're up to the highest rank of the year at 22?
For now.
For now. That prior to that, you hated him. But now, I love his timeline is a joy to watch on Twitter from all the fans around the country who think he has it out for their school or that he's a homer for this school or a homer for that school. I've known the guy a long time. He loves college baseball. He doesn't care about your school. He doesn't care about your feelings. He loves college baseball. But that should make you happy. You take two of three from the 23rd ranked team and you go to 22. That's not bad. 3-1 week. Is it UTA this week? The midweek? I think it's UTA.
Yes. Yep, it is.
UTA before
6:30 Tuesday, 2 p.m. Wednesday. It's spring break, so expect a lot of kids out there.
Yeah, and then started off with Oklahoma State. Why not just hit the ground running in Big 12 play with the 12th-ranked team in the country that's 14-3 and went 6-0 last week?
Fireworks. There's going to be a lot of offense, I think.
Yep. Somebody, by definition, somebody's going to come out of that series, a really good team in the Big 12 in a hole.
Yeah.
You're either going to come out in a two-game hole or, heaven forbid, a three-game hole that'll take you the rest of the about three series to get back from.
If Dylan Carter is out, which we think he is, or I think he is, at least for this weekend, are you playing Jarrett Curtis in center field with Gage Harrelson staying in right, or are you putting Gage Harrelson in center and hoping Washburn can just figure it out?
I don't know.
Because Washburn played every day in right field last year. Jarrett Curtis is the most close to Dylan Carter as far as defense goes in the center field. Bat-wise, you're losing a lot all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I mean, Dylan Carter hit 3 more home runs this weekend.
What was he up to, 7 on the year?
Something crazy. He hit 2 on Friday. What, did he hit 3? Did he hit 1 on Sunday?
Yeah, he got 1 on Sunday.
Did he hit 1 on Saturday, too? Or did he just have one on Saturday?
It's a big loss.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
For however long it is, it's a really big loss. And I don't know if you committee it out. If you're Tim Tadlock, you're just hoping somebody, I'd say takes advantage of it, but somebody takes advantage of the opening and steps up and gives you a reason to keep them in the lineup every day. Welcome to Big 12 Play. Texter, appreciate your explanation of the humorous sarcasm on Beard's lack of loyalty and Vegas hire. Not always ready for the stroke of sarcasm when applied, but keep it up. Love it. Can you please insult me for missing that? Oh, yeah, we can. How would you like to be insulted? Please, step right up.
I don't know how you missed it, because right after we'd made the Mama's Calling Me Home comment, I guess people don't remember that.
Man, probably not. Some, through counseling, have blocked out a lot of the Chris Beard time.
I put up a Coach K graphic of that quote.
Right.
You know, Texas Tech is mama and he's calling me home. And somebody commented, I don't think this is a real quote. You don't?
No, really. New York Times fact checker. We have determined that this quote is not accurate.
Yeah. But Coach K is going to go back to Army. You go back to West Point.
Start all over.
Yeah.
Do it all over again. Yeah.
Sometimes to move forward, you have to go back.
Texter says, I think only Kansas or Texas can make the Final Four. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, I still think Baylor could get there. Baylor's capable of stringing together 4 games. What would they run through to get there? Because I think Arizona is susceptible. Now, a lot of people say the Pac-12 is better than it's been in a long time.
Arizona, Baylor, and the Sweet 16 seems like a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
Though Creighton, again, if Creighton's hot, Creighton can beat anybody. You saw the best Creighton team in Maui.
Yeah.
I don't know that they had a better game all year. And maybe that's because of Baylor. You, but you also played pretty good in the
first
half.
For Baylor to get there, they got to beat an Alabama team that I think is the best team in the field. Right now. They are the best team in the field right now.
Alabama won't be in the Elite Eight.
Write it down. Put it in your bracket. Rob Bro. That's not even overreaction. Monday talk right there coming up from 1 to 2. Bottom of the hour timeout. Jam up the text line. Hand out some more helmet stickers. Tell us what you believe to be true to start the week. 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 12:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Taking you till 1 o'clock here. ESPN 960 San Angelo. And in Lubbock, Talk 103.9 FM. News, Money, Sports. We work in the Arctic Air Studios. You guys joining us on the text line. We always appreciate it so much. 806-855-3712. Which Big 12 team goes the deepest is the official question of the day. And who do you got winning it all right now? What do you believe to be true this week? And we hand out Raiderland helmet stickers every Monday to those who deserve a little recognition, sports or non-sports. You can give us your thoughts on Tech baseball. Back in the top 25, D1Baseball.com, they take two of three from Iowa, but could have the biggest loss of the weekend could be Dylan Carter. And we still have some questions about the Sunday starter right now going into Big 12 play. So if it's on your mind, you want to discuss it, we can do that. The legendary coaching carousel. Have you ever been to the fair, Rob? You know, the kids riding the coaching carousel. It's just a bunch of coaches. You just climb on their back. They go up and down. Coaching carousel, Chris Beard to Ole Miss. Officially this morning, they announced it on a post-it note outside of the basketball coach's office. And every picture they've released, basically Chris Beard was never in Austin. The beardless beard from like, what is that, 5 years ago that they use on the Twitter release? Unbelievable. Do you trust the process for Texas Tech hiring their next basketball coach? Found out the committee the other day, Dustin Womble, Joey McGuire, Noren Sodiasi, and Kirby Hocutt, who is the director of intercollegiate athletics, is on that committee as well. So what do you think about all that good stuff? You tell us. A lot of bracket talk today. You're picking too many upsets. Just stop. 806-855-3712. Plainsman in Dallas back with us here. NIL questions. Does Tech pay NIL monthly, weekly, or other? Tech does not pay NIL. The collectives pay, and typically it is broken down into either two-week or four-week segments, much like your pay at your job. Do NIL agreements renew monthly, yearly, or seasonally would probably be the better way to put it, seasonally.
Like all these guys entering the transfer portal, they're not cashing checks after they're in the portal.
Yeah. Does a player have to be eligible and on the roster to receive NIL pay? Typically, that is the agreement. We saw that at the end of last semester, that there were certain dates that if you weren't going to be on the team when they opened up the transfer, there you go. And do players continue to receive pay when in the portal? No, they do not. Now, there might be some weird random exceptions. Probably not. Most of these are structured the same thing. Just tuning in, is there an update on Dylan Carter? No, there is not. I wouldn't expect to find out anything. But Tim Tadlock's not doing media today, I wouldn't imagine. They play Tuesday, mandatory off day. Are we on spring break at Texas Tech? You don't have to have mandatory off days when you're out of classes. I don't know if they're out of class or not. I don't know. I would expect we would hear something tomorrow night pregame on an update on Dylan Carter. And hopefully it'll be a good update. You know? Oh, he's just sore. He just kind of banged it up a little bit. And, you know, at the time, I mean, he could have gone, but, you know, we didn't need it at the time. And just, he's just real sore. You ever been sore like that? You know, and just, like, go to grab a glass of water. You just kind of grimace. It just, I mean, it hurts, but
yeah,
it's not going to fall off or nothing. You're just sore.
Was that Tadlock or Coach High?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been able to get Tadlock's pacing down.
Kind of went into the say that, yeah.
I can't get though. Tadlock's. It's a, again, one of my favorites, Dan Awako, Will Roberts, man. He does the best one. Texter Hyatt, first time listener, longtime texter. I'm just tuning in, but it is great hearing you and Rob Bro turning morning into afternoon today. Listen, I'll tell you what. It's getting harder and harder every day. The burden of that, I truly don't know how much longer we can do it. I truly, you open up a tall, cool Budweiser.
It's the cold one.
Just celebrating the afternoon.
It's 12:40. I got to warm up for the Overreaction Monday.
I mean, aren't you feeling the pressure though of being able to consistently do that every single day? We walk in here and the people know we got to do it.
Yeah, I feel no pressure opening up cold ones every single day. That's a streak I've got going.
I don't know how much longer we can keep this streak going. Did you see one Joey McGuire owning the Houston Fat Stock Show? Houston Fat Stock Show. Randy in Gunbrill City.
He bought some chickens.
Did he?
Yeah.
A little like, scholarship action
like
there.
$300,000.
Yeah.
That wasn't just him.
No.
It was a group of people.
A consortium.
And I did not know how. You don't get to keep the chicken.
No.
It goes to. So I don't know. I'm not an FFA guy. I'm not a stock show.
Basically,
these are
scholarship.
Right. You're putting into a pool.
Right.
Then it goes to the kid who won.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they get, a lot of that and everything else. It's really cool. That's neat that he's doing that.
Yeah.
Again, what is he? He's about relationships.
Yep.
He may be the only Texas Tech football coach to have gone to the Houston Livestock Show. I'm serious. I mean, Cliff went every year, but just didn't tell anybody because he didn't want to be hassled, I mean, he loved putting on those 13 MWZs. Put on his cheap Tacovas and head on down the road. Texter, helmet sticker to Tech for letting go of Adams. Well, technically he resigned. Technically. I saw people getting bent out of shape over the weekend, Rob. Said he resigned. Why are they paying him anything? Why are they doing this? They didn't do this relief. Why are they doing this? And he quit. People, do you not understand negotiated settlements and the language of law and how all that works?
I'm ready to put that era behind us.
Yeah.
It's done. They signed it.
It's over.
They signed NDAs. I think we've said our piece.
What more is there?
Let's move on.
Texter, I thought that Congress had already mandated we would stay on daylight saving time from now on. Also, I don't know the Lampkin story. What's it all about? It's a state-by-state issue, so Congress doesn't really do it that way. Any state can change at any time. What is it, Arizona? Illinois? Is there a part of Illinois? I don't know. Anyhow, beyond that, the Lampkin story, he's hurt. He's not hurt. He's always got something going on. He's head case.
Lampkin... You know, in the world, Ryan, there's an ocean of truth. And there's an island where one story is present and an island where the other story is present, and that truth is somewhere in the ocean.
Is this metaphorical or allegorical?
I don't know what's going on with Eddie Lampkin, but I do know that he has drama follow him around.
Yeah.
And something is going on with him and Jamie Dixon. He has put out Instagram screenshots of text message conversations where Jamie Dixon basically says, I thought he was in the portal. Good luck to him. Best wishes. And then there's a response to him saying, he's not in the portal. We never talked about him being in the portal. And then there were accusations of mistreatment and other things. So, again, I'm generally pro player in this kind of stuff. But it seems like Eddie Lampkin is a little bit of a drama baiter.
I mean, first off, there are a ton of players that are as good or better than Lampkin.
Yeah.
You don't have to take other people's problems.
Right.
You just don't. In fact, don't. Don't ever take other people's problems. Texter wants to know if you can only root for one Big 12 team in the tourney, who is it for you two? Well, it's interesting you ask, because right now the Gambling Gauchos are deciding later today who they will be rooting for. Are you not? 4 o'clock deadline? Or did I just dream that in my head?
8:06 tomorrow.
8:06 in the morning?
P.M.
P.M. Yeah. We got to wait till 8:06 tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And it's down to?
It's down to West Virginia, Kansas State, and Iowa State. Kansas State may be the best route to go deepest. Obviously, West Virginia has to play Alabama in the second round if they beat Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And then Iowa State didn't think they had a snowball's chance in hell last year. They went all the way to the Sweet 16. You know, Mississippi State or Pitt, another kind of 6-11 matchup that worries me. Jans has it going down there at Mississippi State a little bit. They're an 11 seed, but and then they have to get by Xavier, and then either A&M or Texas there, I think, in the Sweet 16 if they make it. So,
if I had to root for one team, I would lean Kansas State. Jerome Tang's story's fun. I got nothing against the Purple People. They're nice people for the most part.
Whoever we choose will lose in the first round.
That's probably true. So really, it should be the other way.
Yeah.
People should be asking us, demanding that you do not adopt their team.
I will say, I'm going to root for all three of those. And I have no love for Baylor or Texas or Kansas or TCU.
Well.
Who's the seventh? Did I say four teams right there?
Yeah,
I did.
I think so.
So there's seven.
806-855-3712 for you to text in. Handing out Raiderland helmet stickers. Question of the day, which Big 12 team goes the deepest? You can even tell us today who's winning your bracket if you've got it right now. Any other all-bracket talk, tech coach search, whatever you got for us today, including Ole Miss has hired Chris Beard via Post-it note. 806-855-3712. I'm serious. I cannot recall. And Ole Miss is a major school in a major conference. I really cannot recall a hiring without a press conference. Let alone a press conference. Usually it is now turned into this cheerleader fandango thing, right?
Well, you always get the announcement and then the press conference. I don't think it's I mean, they're gonna have a press conference.
Yeah.
Surely, right?
We'll see.
Because, I mean, Texas Tech announced Mark Adams, and then it was a couple days before they had the pep rally, right?
I thought it was same day.
Was it that night?
Yeah, it was that night.
I'd have to go back and look.
Yeah.
Because Kirby, well, I think Kirby tweeted out a video of him saying
it was that morning.
Guy.
Yeah.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure. I remember it all happened so fast.
Yeah.
Texter, do you think Sasser will be available to play? Houston could be an early out if he can't go. Bracket confusion. I believe that he could have played yesterday. That if that were an NCAA tournament game, Sasser would have played. Now, what would that put him at percentage-wise? We'll never know. You know? 71.498%? I don't know. But, yeah, he'll play. With that Iowa-Auburn 8-9 game, don't trust either one of those teams. I'll take Bruce Pearl over Iowa and the Frans and the frauds of the Big Ten. Big Ten, come on. You watch some of those games this year? Texter says, Coach McGuire giving the pump-up speech for the calf scramble kids at the Houston Rodeo. Prime example of a coach that knows how to pull the levers in the state of Texas. He is a bad man.
I didn't see that.
I haven't seen it.
I just saw him buying the chickens.
I have not seen that. Please, Texter, if you have the ability to send us a link to Twitter or whatever maybe that was on, we would greatly appreciate that. Good. 30,000 people doing Raider Power and having fun down there. It doesn't get much better. All right, 806-855-3712 as we are making our way through hour number two. We're taking it to the top of the hour. We'll take our final timeout of the day. Gives you time to get on that text line. You tell us what you believe to be true to start the week. You hand out some more of those Raiderland helmet stickers, and we can talk baseball, brackets, you name it. You tell us. We're going to finish up strong together. 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Final segment of the day, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Got you to the top of the hour here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen on ESPN 960 San Angelo. And in Lubbock, Talk 103.9 FM, News Money Sports. Overreaction Monday, Rob Bro Show coming up here in just a wee bit. You tell us who gets your Raiderland helmet stickers today, Talk Tech Baseball, and then which Big 12 team goes the deepest. Anything and everything today for you to sink your teeth into, but you do have plenty of time to join the show. 806-855-3712 to text in. One texter saying the Beard Presser will be tomorrow at 5. I don't have any independent confirmation of that. I have no reason to believe that the texter is not correct. Just saw a picture of Chris Beard standing with what I assume is the Ole Miss athletic director with his two daughters in the picture. Texter, I picked Gonzaga to the Final Four 5 straight years. Gonna do it again as I finally won my work pool last year. Flawed, possibly probable. I just can't get behind you on the Gonzaga pick. I just don't think they're all that good. Now, obviously, Timmy is Timmy, but this doesn't feature NBA players out the wazoo,
Timmy's
shooters.
Timmy's not been good in the tournament.
Yeah, and while he's been at Gonzaga, I don't like that conference this year. That's why I think the only 12-5 I like is VCU over St. Mary's. VCU is, if you got a chance to watch a little bit, physical team.
Yeah.
Strong team. That thing's going to be a low score.
VCU is historically a team that kind of punches up.
Yeah, so that's my 12-5 if I have to do one at this point in the bracket. Hey, you know what happened about an hour ago?
What?
Is the NFL deadline for where Aaron Rodgers said, hey, I'm not going to hold anybody hostage, and I'll have my decision, and everybody will be able to function, you know, clearly, and I hadn't said anything yet.
We did have an elite quarterback move this afternoon. Did you see that?
I did not.
The Raiders replaced Derek Carr. Who do you think they got?
I have no idea.
Just one guess. You've been trying to ship this guy everywhere for about 2 years.
Who did I ship out now?
Jimmy G.
Jimmy G.
To the Raiders. They replaced Derek Carr with Derek Carr.
Nicely done. With a more injured Derek Carr, right?
Yeah.
Good call, Raiders. The more things change, the more they stayed the same for the Raiders. Also, the transfer portal is open for Tech. We know that Robert Jennings has entered. We know Fardos Amak is. There was a report yesterday about Elijah Fisher. It was pretty much talked down by some very prominent Texas Tech people who would be in the know. It is still being reported and listed on the AJ story as him being in there. I'm not saying he won't, but he couldn't have been in yesterday because you couldn't get in until today.
Right.
We have yet to see anything from the Elijah Fisher camp to indicate that he is in there. I do not believe at this time that it's correct to say that Fisher is in there.
The reporting yesterday was plans to enter.
Right. Now, both could be true, but okay, if you're planning to do it yesterday, it's today. You could have done it. I don't know. Maybe they're waiting on the artwork, right? These announcements are better than wedding announcements. I mean, they are nice. Putting together some high quality breakups. Might not be a breakup with Jennings. I respect the way he worded it. You know, where he leaves open the possibility of returning to Texas Tech. Fantastic. That's what all, as you said. I think it was during a break. That's how all of them should read. But I have no problem with these Texas Tech players who don't know and won't know for several weeks who their coach is going to be, what kind of program they're going to be associated with. You absolutely should be in the portal, I believe, just so you have the opportunity to begin discussions and just find out, hey, to say what your market value is, but find out what your options are going to be. Are there people interested in me? Could I go here if I need to go here? I might not want to. Can always come back, but I think it's folly to ask the players to 100%. I mean, if you want to, you can. But if you're a fan demanding 100% loyalty to Texas Tech, you're out of your gourd.
Yeah.
You don't get it. I mean, it'd be like you going to work and not knowing who any of your bosses are going to be and any of your coworkers are going to be. But, you know, you just love this company. So, come on now.
Yeah, or your salary or
Or what? Yeah, or your, literally. Everything about your job.
your role, how many hours you're going to be allowed to work per game.
I mean, every aspect.
Like all of it, yeah.
Every aspect of that. So,
by the way, friendly reminder, you can enter the transfer portal and not transfer.
Yes, it's been known to happen. It is Overreaction Monday coming up here on the Rob Bro Show. I'm anxious to see what you guys overreact to today. It's always fun. We'll have a big two-word Tuesday show tomorrow. Preview a little Tech baseball. Continue diving through the brackets. Why not? Hey, you don't have any pressure this year to, I know they're not going to make it, but I've got Tech going to the Final Four. See, you don't have to do that this year. You can pick freely. Enjoy the one-year respite. You'll be back in it next year, probably. All right. Use the text line 806-855-3712 for the upcoming Rob Bro Show. Follow me on Twitter at Ryan Hyatt Media. We'll be back tonight. TheRaiderland.com and the daily broadcast around 6:30-ish. For Rob, I'm Ryan. We'll see you Tuesday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.